There's been another move on Thursday by Washington to pivot its military attention towards Asia, announcing it'll update a defense agreement with Japan. Alistair Wacklin from Tokyo reports.
Today we took a significant step forward.
Speaking in Tokyo, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announced U.S. troops will begin flying long-range observation drones from Japan and will set up a second radar station here to watch for missiles aimed at Japan and the U.S.
Our two governments will work closely together to update the roles and responsibilities for each of our countries during peacetime and for all contingencies.
Japan and the U.S. last updated their defense agreement 16 years ago. Since then, they've come to face a newly assertive China, and North Korea has emerged with nuclear weapons. Today's meeting was a so-called 2+2 event between the Japanese and U.S. defense and foreign secretaries. They discussed ongoing moves to rebalance the 35,000 or so U.S. troops based here to ease pressures on the local population. Japan will pay more than $3 billion to upgrade facilities on the U.S. territory of Guam so that 5,000 U.S. Marines can move there from Okinawa. Meanwhile, Chuck Hagel and Secretary of State John Kerry paid a visit to a war cemetery in Tokyo that houses the remains of unidentified Japanese soldiers. The gesture was politically sensitive, as it avoided the better-known Yasukuni Shrine, where the souls of war criminals are commemorated along with ordinary war dead. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.